Welcome back to The Rush. I'm Jay Michaels. That's Deb. Everybody say hi to Deb. We're on a first name basis with Deb. Hi, Deb.
Jay, Deb. Our Jay parents didn't believe in long names, I guess.
That's right. We're on a first name basis. I think we're going to take a cash. It's a cash Friday. We're getting set to bring in Richard Krause with Booze and Reviews in just a moment. Your weird fears are still coming in at 7-10-10, including someone who says they have a fear of sleeping under a ceiling fan.
That's a good one.
It goes with the turbine vibe.
It absolutely does.
Richard, are you there?
And I can tell you that that whole thing about the ceiling fan is a fear of mine as well.
Really?
I was once at a restaurant opening, and brand new place that had been beautifully restored, and it looked fantastic. They had ceiling fans blowing around, keeping us cool, and it was all great until one of them went spinning off its axis and ripped through the crowd in kind of a terrifying speed. Nobody was injured, so we can laugh about it now, but I still have visions of that thing coming off the ceiling and attacking people.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Richard Krause is here, by the way, host of CTV's Pop Life with Richard Krause. You hear him all the time on News Talk 1010. How was your week, pal?
Good. It's been a busy week. Lots of good movies this week, so lots to talk about. And people go back to the theaters, and it's been really cool to see on my social media people posting stories about what it's like to go back to the theater and taking photographs before the movies start and seeing that theaters are filling up. People are going and enjoying movies the way they're meant to be seen on the big screen.
And we were actually talking about a text we got earlier in the show with someone who went to see the Anthony Bourdain movie. And they wanted us to know, based on your recommendation, that they went and they really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. It's a really, really good film. There's been some controversy around it. We talked about that last week. But if you were a Bourdain fan, I will tell you that this is a movie that is an absolute gut punch. It will reveal layers of a guy that you thought that you knew, but as you see this movie, you realize that we didn't know him as well as we thought.
Okay, so as we get into the booze portion, if you like pina colada, this is your fault because you quoted the lyrics, so you had to. Rupert Holmes, obviously, the Pina Colada song, which is actually called Escape, bracket, the Pina Colada song.
But the only thing that anyone remembers about that song is the Pina Colada line. And then if you like making love at midnight in the dunes or the Cape.
Yeah.
And if you do either of those things, you'll be familiar with the Pina Colada. This is a drink that has kind of a funny and wild backstory. So in the 80s, I was a bartender at a place called Mr. Green Jeans in the Eaton Center.
Mr. Green Jeans, I remember that place.
For a very long time, I worked there. And probably, I would estimate, probably made at least 400,000 pina coladas while I was working there. Those blenders went pretty much nonstop from the second the place opened until it closed. And I didn't know any of the history, so I looked it up. And you wouldn't think that a drink that is best known for, you know, being served in places like Mr. Green Jeans or kind of 80s fern bars would actually have its roots in piracy. So there was a famous Puerto Rican pirate named Roberto Cofresi, and he was kind of like a Robin Hood pirate. He would steal from the rich and give to the poor, but one of the things that he did is he invented this drink that he wanted to give to his crewmates when they had done something really great. So he invented a drink that's pineapple, rum, and coconut put together. But then when he died in 1825, he took the recipe to the bottom of the sea with him in his watery grave. So cut to 1954, and we're in San Juan in a hotel called the Carib Hilton Hotel, and there's a new product on the market, and it's called Coco Lopez. And I know Coco Lopez because of those 400,000 pina coladas I made at Mr. Green Jeans. Every single one of them had this mix that you would buy. It was a sweetened coconut mix in it. And so as a marketing thing, they gave it to the bartenders of this hotel and said, create a drink. And one of them came up with the pina colada, which has now become so popular after the release of the Rupert Holmes pina colada song in 1979 that it is now pina coladas or Puerto Rico's national drink. In the United States, there's a national pina colada day. And if you've ever wondered why it's called a pina colada, it literally means strained pineapple. Pina means pineapple, and colada means strained. So there you have it.
I think a lot of people either think what you said, Mr. Green Jeans, or they think all-inclusive. when they hear the words pina colada.
That's right. Totally. Yeah.
So you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You gave me a little bit of trivia about the pina colada, so I'll give you some about the song, about the Rupert Holmes song. There's a great book called The Yacht Rock Book. It's by a guy named Greg Prato. That's P-R-A-T-O, and it tells all the stories behind the smoothest songs of the Yacht Rock era, what became known as the Yacht Rock era. Now, when Rupert Holmes recorded that song and it was released, it was called Escape. That was it. The first pressing, it was called Escape. But people loved it when they heard it on the radio, and they went to their record stores, and they were like, do you have that Pina Colada song? And so many people asked that forever afterwards, when they did pressings of the album, it says Escape, and then in brackets, the Pina Colada song.
Well, that's amazing. They do credit the success of the Pina Colada in the United States and in Canada, to the release of that song. And I know, it came out in 1979, and I know that I think I started working at Mr. Green Jeans in 1980. I wasn't old enough to be a bartender yet. Don't tell anyone. But I did it. I was tall and I had this voice back then. And so I got away. You had to be at least 19, I think.
Those were the days.
And, but man, did I ever make a lot of pina coladas. And we all thought that it was directly related to the success of that song.
So do you still drink them, Richard?
You know what? I make them at home every now and again. I recently found where to buy this Coco Lopez mix in a place in Kensington Market, and just for nostalgia's sake, I bought a couple of cans of it. It's kind of hard to find, and I brought it home and I made pina coladas for my wife, and she loves them. So we play Rupert Holmes, we drink pina coladas.
It's wonderful.
We sit around in our bathing suits in our living room. It's great.
And you watch a film. What will we be watching this weekend?
This one is perfect for your pina colada drinking because it's set on a remote beach, but it's called Old, and it is the new M. Night Shyamalan film.
Oh.
It is playing in theaters right now, and it's all about a very exclusive remote island where this fancy resort sends some of its guests, and they send a boatload of them over at one point. And then they start to notice that strange things are happening, like they're growing old really, really rapidly. And somehow they figure out that they're aging 2 years for every hour that they're on this beach. So, of course, the thing is, get off the beach. Well, they can't. They're stuck there. What do they do? Dot, dot, dot. That's the movie. Now, this movie reminded me of a line from Spinal Tap. And that line is, it's a fine line between stupid and clever, because some of this is so stupid. I mean, you have a young girl who ages from age 6 through to her late teens and has a baby all in the matter of a few hours. And her parents are, frankly, a little bit less concerned than I would be if that was happening around
especially
me.
Especially with the baby
part. It just seemed like they're a little bit muted in their response to some of the crazy things that are happening. But the thing that I liked about it, and I thought was quite clever, there's good suspense and there's tension and all that sort of thing. But I liked the message, which is essentially, you know what, time does go by quickly. Enjoy it while you can. It's later than you think. Make sure that you cherish every minute that you have. And I like that message. It's a message that I try and live by. The movie's called Old. It's in theaters right now.
Okay, so we got about 90 seconds left, and I want to make sure you get this in because selfishly, you said it's for me, and you have a music movie?
Yeah, it's called Creation Stories. This is about a guy named Alan McGee. His name might not be familiar to everybody, but he was the most famous record label boss in the UK in the 90s. He discovered Jesus and the Mary Chain, Teenage Fan Club, Primal Scream, and most famously, Oasis. Each of those bands, and there were other bands that he discovered as well, released at least one record that really defined the moment that that record came out. You know, they were a very important record label. And there's a movie called Creation Stories all about the life that he led. It's all sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's kind of frenetic. It's a little bit all over the place, but it's a really cool portrait of that time. And I interviewed Alan McGee. You can find it on my SoundCloud House of Krauss podcast. He's a lot of fun, and my favorite line from the interview was, well, I don't know what people get so upset about. I was only a drug addict for 7 years, and we go on from there.
I love it. Also, the guy that plays Alan McGee, and his name escapes me right now, but he's one of
Ewan McGregor. He was Spud in Trainspotting.
Spud in Trainspotting. That's who it was. That's who plays Alan McGee in this movie. That's definitely one I'm going to check out. I appreciate the recommendation. Appreciate your time with Booze and Reviews. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks for having me, you guys.